We're going to jump to audience questions. Unfortunately, folks, there's going to be so many questions, and we've only got 42 minutes left. So we can't get to all of them. Laetta Poignier, sitting here next to me, has been monitoring nearby chat as well as the blog comments. Safi is watching the live stream, so those of you on the stream, your questions are being monitored, and we will try to get through to the best of them. We can't get to all of them. Oz, Pete, be prepared. I expect most of the questions are going to be about things that, can you fix this, can you fix that? Laetta, all yours.
Yes. Hi there, everybody. I'm your question wrangler today. No offense if questions aren't gotten to. We already had quite a few that were left on the blog that was asking for questions to be asked today. And also, anything that has to do with the new platform rather than SL, I'm afraid, will not get touched on. The one question that has been coming up in my IMs and on the blog over and over and over has to do with Tier. So I've got 9 questions about Tier. LL badly needs to lower the cost of renting Sims in SL. What are the chances of that happening? Would they consider the creation of new types of regions and altering the Tier costs accordingly? Linden Lab cut development investments for Second Life substantially. Will fees for customers be cut substantially as well? If not, why not? If yes, in which way? The rest are very similar to that, so I guess we can probably start with that. Oh, and if Linden Lab is investing time and money into a new platform, will costs be drastically reduced in the old one? So that one's similar, but a little bit more general.
Sure.
Sounds like you, Pete.
Yeah, I can hop in here. So unfortunately, I have a feeling this will be a very unpopular answer, but the short answer for at this morning is that we haven't announced any pricing changes. There isn't. I can't say that any would certainly be coming. We're definitely aware of the frequent conversations around this, and you know it's certainly something that if we were to have changes to announce, you can bet you'd be hearing a lot more from me and pretty much every other Linden on it. But at this point, we don't have any news to share on that.
So, folks, because I've seen that question all over everywhere, so there you go, guys.
Yeah, that's for sure the burning question. Then I've got a growing list of questions on specific projects. You already talked about group chat. Some of the others are, what are Oz and his team going to do about texture memory errors, which as far as I know mostly affect people running on ATI cards? Do you want to start with that one and we can just go down the list?
Yeah, we've actually got two changes in the I didn't talk about them as things that we're working on right now because they're actually things that are mostly finished right now, but they're in QA internally. One is a project to, and it may take a little time for them to get out. This is the sort of project that you do very carefully because you have the potential to mess up people really badly. And so we're trying hard not to do that. But we've got one set of changes that eliminates using the GPU card name as a way of recognizing what it's capable of. Those of you who have had the frustrating experience of buying the latest and greatest brand new GPU card and then having Second Life decide that it doesn't know what it is and therefore you get basic graphics, we're going to do better than that in the future. We're going to do much more dynamic thing. We're not going to rely on the name. And that I think will improve things in one set of ways. And the other thing we're going to be fixing is many of you will have noticed that we don't use all of the video card, the video memory on your video cards. It turns out that's because of a very old bug that plagued us a long time ago, and we sort of arbitrarily, in order to avoid tickling the bug, we capped how much memory we would ever use it. We are now in the process of fixing that so that it's we measure how much memory is there, and we use what we think is a reasonable share of that memory. So it turns out it's not a good idea for Second Life to try, or any application, to try to use all the video memory on the card, because in fact that will cause the rest of the system to get screwed up. So the people who really understand that sort of thing are doing a focused effort to try to get that squared away. Development on that is primarily done. I mean, and it's in QA now. Of course, it may get tossed back to the developers if big problems are discovered. But so we're making progress on that. Whether or not that will completely solve texture memory errors is anybody's guess right now. But that's something that we're going to continue to spend a lot of time and effort on, because of course, if you can't see the world, then what good is it to have a virtual world?
Okay, great. Let's see, next question, next topic. Oh, well, I bet you've never heard this one before. Group size. There have been a few questions about whether there would be any changes to that. The number of groups that people can have. Would it be increased past 42?
That's the sort of thing that we'll look at. We're not actively looking at that right this minute. It does turn out that the number of groups people are in is an important aspect of the chat lag problems. One of the things that we've learned about.
So the more groups, the more chat lag.
It's a strong contributor. Yeah, and we're. We're trying to figure out how we can ameliorate that, make that not such a big contributor to the performance issues. So if we're able to reduce the impact that has on chat lag, then we might be able to increase that limit someday. But right now the focus is on getting chat working better, and then we'll see. But we don't have any plans to change that number right now.
Okay. There are questions about any progress with the development of virtual landmarks.
That's one of the projects that was on the list of things we're sorting right now. It's done pretty well in the sorting process. Whether or not how soon it will reach the top of the list, I don't know. There hasn't been anybody who said it's a bad idea. In fact, everybody has said it's a good idea. I'm optimistic about that one. I think it's a good idea, but as I said, we haven't really picked what the next projects will be, and until we've picked them, I can't predict when they'll happen.
Could you ask about the future of skill gaming in Second Life? Will it continue to be allowed in its current form, or is Linden Lab looking to make changes to its wagering policy?
Oh, gaming.
Yeah, gaming.
Pete, that would probably be to you.
Yeah, I don't think I have any news to share on that this morning. Our policy disallowing games of chance certainly wouldn't be changing, though.
Alrighty. Any plans that might affect child avatars in SL? As an addition or elaboration, it says it's good to see Linden Labs stepping up with bannings and age play and taking a good stance on cleaning the place up and hopefully shutting down the all ages beach sims. But the person is also concerned about phasing out child avatars.
That's an unusual question, Pete.
I'm sorry, would you mind repeating that question?
Are they planning on phasing out child avatars in the current SL? It's good to see stepping up with bannings and age play.
No, I don't think we have any plans to change our current rules around that.